Pompeo calls out China virus for spreading death, economic destruction in U.S. by Edwin Mora on August 25, 2020. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, during the Republican National Convention Tuesday, asserted that the Trump administration would bring Beijing to justice for allowing the deadly China virus to wreak havoc in America and beyond by covering up the severity of the disease. The president has held China accountable for covering up the China virus and allowing it to spread death and economic destruction in America and around the world. And he will not rest until justice is done, Pompeo declared in a pre-recorded speech from Jerusalem. A new U.S. intelligence assessment reportedly determined that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, suppressed or destroyed evidence and covered up news about the outbreak in China, the birthplace of the disease, allowing it to spill over into the rest of the world. Pompeo also said the Trump administration had taken bold action to remove the veil covering the nefarious ambitions of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. He noted, "Delivering on this duty to keep us safe and our freedoms intact, this president has led bold initiatives in nearly every corner of the world. In China, he has pulled back the curtain on the predatory aggression of the Chinese Communist Party. He has assured that the Chinese Communist Party spies posing as diplomats in America are jailed or sent back to China. And he has ended the ridiculously unfair trade agreement with China that punched a hole in our economy. Those jobs are coming back home. The Commander-in-Chief's America First foreign policy is working," the top U.S. diplomat proclaimed. "American citizens are safer, and their freedoms more secure because President Trump has put his America First vision into action. It may not have made him popular in every foreign capital, but it's worked," he said. In an unprecedented move, President Trump has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to the Holy City, drawing the ire of Democrats and some Muslims, including jihadis and Palestinians. Democrats reportedly leveled accusations that Pompeo's speech may have breached State Department regulations and violated the Hatch Act that bars federal employees, except the president and vice president, from engaging in partisan political activities on the job. However, the State Department reportedly asserted that Pompeo appeared in a personal capacity after the government did not use any resources on Pompeo's speech. House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee Chairman Joaquin Castro, DTX, whose own twin brother violated the law in question but was never punished for it, has reportedly indicated he will investigate Pompeo for breaking the Hatch Act. Democrats were not outraged when officials from the Obama administration violated the Hatch Act. Investigators determined that former Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Secretary Julian Castro broke the Hatch Act. And not only did no one appear to care, but the Obama administration also did not bother to punish him for it. The former secretary, who vied for the Democrat presidential nomination this year, is the brother of the House panel chairman who raised concerns about Pompeo's speech potentially violating the Hatch Act. Analysts assert that most, if not all presidents, have ignored violations of that law. Enforcement of the vague and frequently revised law is inconsistent and weak because it is mostly dependent on individual discretion and fails to spell out what is considered political activity, an op-ed by the Washington Examiner explained. The Hatch Act carries penalty provisions that give the employer the choice of removing the employee in question from their post, revoking their pay, or if removal is not warranted, suspending the violator for at least 30 days without salary,